Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman at authorofmyfaith.com, and I am your mentor for overcoming life, relationship, and professional challenges. And this is day three of the Praying for Your Future Husband 5-day mini audio course, and we're going to talk about today why you need to pray for the development of your future husband's character. This is important because a lot of times as women, we're taught to demand our worth and have high standards. But what that means, coming from people who don't know what they're talking about, is you create a long list of these superficial nice-to-haves and disqualify men who don't have them all. A lot of times these lists don't even include the character requirements that sustain a godly, Christ-centered marriage. So what that looks like coming from the faith-based community is, well, he's a leader in the church. He prays. He's a leader in the community. And although those are great things, there are a lot of men who do these things, but they are monsters to those who know them best. And there are lots of men who aren't attached to a home church, and they're loving, they're kind, they're supportive, and they would treat you right. And I'd be willing to bet you, I'm not a betting woman, but I'd be willing to bet you that by dating you, he would show up in church because at one point he had a relationship with God and he just needed the right moment or the right catalyst to get him back into the church. Another way that you could look at this is, and this is kind of more secular. Well, I don't want to say secular, but it's just more general. Your list of superficial qualities would be, he's got to have washboard abs. He's got to be 6 feet tall. He's got to have the body of an Adonis and have thick hair, thick curly hair. And he's got to make 6 figures a year. So I want to say that, yes, there's nothing wrong with wanting what you want. And I believe that you should be attracted to the man that you marry. But I do not think that it is a wise practice to make a superficial and shallow list of requirements of what you want in a man. And then consider the men who don't, quote unquote, make the cut as beneath you. And it's not all black and white here. I'm not saying that you either have to have a man who has great character that you're not in any way, shape, or form attracted to, or you're going to be so attracted to this man, but he's got awful character. When you honor God in this part of your preparation for marriage by praying over your future husband's character, you invite him to show you what it is really that you need to be praying for. And going back to yesterday's message, go back to those mentors that you have, go back to the couples that you admire, meet some couples that you know dated and courted and honor God throughout the process to their marriage, and ask them, what was it that you saw in this person that made you want to marry them? Because it can't all just be physical. Make sure you post it that way, because you don't want them to just be like, oh, well, I just knew, or I just, you know, she was so cute and I just knew. You make them explain to you what it is that they saw in these people. Or what, not these people, but what they saw in their future spouse. But again, when you pray for a man to have the character that is necessary to sustain a godly marriage, it's because you want to not just meet and marry him, it's because you want to, as I said, sustain the marriage. And externals are not going to do that. I'll put it to you another way, and then we'll close out for today. Say that you do wind up meeting and marrying Mr. 6 foot tall, body like an Adonis, $600,000 a year. Say that, I don't know, maybe a couple of months after you get married, he's in an accident that permanently disfigures him. Or maybe a couple of years after being married, he loses his job and he has trouble finding work for 2 years. And it's then that you find out that he's very mean and that he cannot deal well at all with the harsh realities of life. And so you're left shouldering the burden of trying to keep a household together because now you have kids and they're watching all of this go down and you feel like your life is just going down the drain. Or you meet and marry that same man who seems to be appreciative of the fact that you're career driven and he doesn't mind it at all that you make more money than he does. But when you lose your job, he packs up, he disappears, and he sends you divorce papers through the mail. All I'm saying is that no matter what a man looks like or brings to the table, at the end of the day, is he someone who will be there when the bottom of life falls out? Is he willing to do the work that it takes to agree with you on the word of God as it applies to your daily lives? And is he someone that you want there in the last moments of your life? We are our character. And the last time I checked, God is the master of making over character flaws and deficiencies. So pray that God continues to work out any character issues in your husband. And also, you know, to take it a step further, pray that God works out character deficiencies in you. What I meant to say about that list is that a lot of times we put these things on this list that we are not ourselves. Like, why do you need a man who's fit and trim and you like to sit on your couch 4 hours at a time when you're not at work and on the weekends eating ice cream? Why would you demand what you are not? So also ask the Lord to work on your character so that you can be what it is that you are asking for. So, okay, ladies, again, the prayers in this audio guide are just a few of the prayer strategies that I personally use for progress in my own dating for marriage journey. And if you want all of my prayer strategies, get your copy of my prayer guide for single Christian women. And I have the direct link right below today's audio, and you can just click that and it'll take you right there. And also, I want to invite you to join me and a few other ladies for our first 4-week Let's Talk About It support group, where we are going to be talking about strategies for today's Christian woman to today's single Christian woman to successfully date for marriage, and praying for a future spouse will definitely be discussed in that 4-week journey. So that's it for today, and make sure that you join in tomorrow for day 4.